Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes, I'm going out. I thought she was going to back up a little. Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from my car. I have to tell you that my show didn't do its whole regular introduction thing, and if it did, I certainly missed it. And then, of course, someone always takes the obvious. I'm pulling out. I'm in the process of pulling out, and someone's asking me if I'm pulling out. Anyway, I have to say the reason I'm doing this from the car is because I really don't want to do it from the house, and I really wanted to leave. I have been up an atom since 7 o'clock this morning. And then I had to get on my computer and do some crazy stuff. And my computer was actually slow but working, which was a lovely vacation from the non-responsive pain in the neck, almost, don't I wish it would work kind of thing. So desperately in need of a new computer. So anyway, that's the story I'm sticking to. So it is a very cloudy, overcast day with part of the blue sky popping through. It looks like it could almost be beautiful. It's hot. It's a little humid. I didn't sleep with any AC on last night, so obviously it wasn't that hot. Summer is back. I don't want to say with a vengeance, although some people are saying, well, with a vengeance. The truth of the matter is, it's August. It's supposed to be hot. This is summer weather. Welcome to summer. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. One of my friends posted a picture yesterday on Facebook of this house like buried in snow. And it made me laugh. But I have to say, it's like when you're watching television, if you do, I haven't watched a lot of TV, but I had a friend over and we did movie night the other night. And things about the movie night is, if you're in between and they're showing commercial, then what happens is they always, if you flip around the station, what they do is they show you like all the winter movies are in the summer, right? As all the summer movies are on in the winter, you know, when they're just trying to fill spaces and gaps and holes and yada, 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 yada. I don't particularly like that. I really relish summer. So we all know, In the 4 years that I've been doing this show, I am a summer kind of baby. And it doesn't matter how hot it is, I thrive in the heat. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, a million degrees and 100% humidity doesn't kick my butt. It does. I am human. But I really do like the heat. You know, so I don't know. That's just the way I go. So it's back to summer, and, you know, it hasn't been a particularly hot summer. We haven't had any heat waves in New York. Now, I'm not saying that there haven't been heat waves across the United States and in other areas, because they're saying that, you know, the greenhouse effect is definitely in full swing. But New York City is not feeling it like that because, like I said a million times, and I've been proven right, that we've had a climate shift. And thusly, it is more along the latitude of the same weather. So there's your weather report. It's summer and it's beautiful, and I'm not looking forward to it being over. So that's the story, morning glory. Anyway, so now I'm driving. I'm on my way to the studio. And I could have been there at like 8 o'clock this morning or 9 o'clock this morning. But, you know, things just happen and then they get away from you. And then other things happen and they sort of come into you, whatever. So I'm a truth teller. I'm a truth speaker. I've always been that way. And I have to say, maybe gullible is a bit written on my forehead. Maybe. You know, people have attempted to scam me before, and thusly has my cackles up. Okay, so I was scammed once, maybe 9 years ago or 8 years ago, and really took me for a loop. Like, I had changed my bank account and everything. time last year, someone attempted to scam me again via email. You know, I'm definitely an open book when it, my artwork and trying to sell my artwork. As with anybody that in retail, they try to sell whatever it is that their goods are. Okay, so you come into the store, you go into the store, and you make a purchase, and you walk out with your goods. There's no said or done anything else that needs to be said or done. It's a this for that, a quid pro quo, and a done deal. Okay. Having said all that, somebody has been sort of like on my coattails for maybe, I don't know, 8 months or a year, trying to, you know, help me, help them, whatever. And, you know, waving, dangling, as my friend says, the golden carrot in front of my face. And, you know, I have to say that I don't want to say gullible. I'm definitely open-minded and hopeful. I'm an eternal optimist. Always will be. That's it. I am what I am. And I did one of these color personality tests last night. I redid it this morning. And I have to say, it was fairly accurate on all levels. So it gives you, you know, it gives you a fair insight into your psyche, I should say. It's not a horoscope. It's some kind of an assessment of where you are right now, because it can change. And the first things they'll tell you about Fight Club is not to talk about it now. So one of the things they say is not to take it too often, because once you sort of kind of know what the outcome is going to be and what colors represent and mean, you may lean more towards picking and choosing a variety of colors that aren't really truthful. So I did it last night and I read it, and I have to say I was like, half-cocked, I couldn't pay attention. But there were a few things that were at warning, and I have to say, reading it this time and being fully aware, the very, very interesting, insightful, eye-opening experience. So, getting back to the story of being gullible, it's in there. It says it. You know, there's something about, you know, having this optimistic, hopeful, way about you, your nature. So somebody's been asking me for help, and they've been asking me for help for a while. And the truth of the matter is, if I were rolling in it, probably would be more apt to help, more readily, wouldn't be as reticent. And so here's the thing. If I had, and actually it's not an if, when I have, and it's not going to be an issue, I'm definitely going to help more financially than just more with my being, because anybody that is in peril or in need of help, I offer without hesitation. And it's just my nature. It's the way I am. If I'm walking down the street and I see someone struggling with something, now, not to say that I'm being over, you know, I usually ask. I don't just assist. And I have to say that more like 60-40 people accept. You know, there are times where people just say no flat out, I got it. But I'm talking about on every level, you know. There was a woman, I don't know, a year ago, who was trying to get another woman into a car, and she was in a wheelchair, and I asked if I can help. And she graciously accepted my help. In fact, you know, more like welcomed it, and I obliged. And so I've always been that way. So if I can help somebody physically, I'll help them, okay? So monetarily, if I see somebody in the street, and I have to tell you, our stupid, terrible, idiot mayor has made a mess and a debacle of New York after it has been cleaned and changed, and then he's just following suit. I have to say, it's a sad fact that Christine Quinn did not become mayor, but, you know, for unforeseen errors on her part that kind of got everybody's feathers up or ruffled their back or however you want to have that expression, put them off to her. But the truth of the matter is she was, we don't have the courage to just say she'll do the best job. She is the one that's most qualified, albeit a woman, we're going to take her anyway. Now, I don't say it that way, but I have to say that if most of the world would look at it and say it that way, I think that things would be greatly changed. So even though she had my vote, it was not enough, apparently. But I know that she sort of put people up at arms. There were just a handful of reasons. It was just, it was like the perfect storm. It was this, 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 and this. And here's this moron whose family hires his wife, does everything that you don't want, rehires old blood instead of forward thinking and hiring new blood. That's disgusting. Anyway, so I used to always help out if I had any kind of food or spare change or whatever, if I saw somebody in peril or in dire need, I would help them. So getting back to the financials, if I had more, I would help more. Financials, okay? That's all I'm saying. Yes, I would be definitely one of those people that, you know, give back, you know, not just physically, emotionally, and. Okay, saying all of this. So Christine Quinn has been in the news lately anyway, and I have to say that I really do, for her sake, hope that she runs. We can get this moron out of office and clean the city back up. You know, crime is up, homelessness is rampant, and it was something that we weren't really seeing for a while. So this idiot brought it back to the force. Anyway, so... Oh, did everybody hear? Okay, so there was the Dominican Day parade. What was it? And the dumbass mayor, making sure that everybody knows it's de Blasio, marched in the parade to audible booze. And I have to say, if I were there, I probably would have thrown tomatoes or bad fruit, bad vegetables, whatever. I think that sums it up and says it all, right? Audible? Ooh. And so what did this moron do? He decided that he was going to go west, my friend. And in doing so, that he decided that in going west, he's going to try to introduce himself to the states that do not know him so that he can throw candidacy for president into the ring, albeit not this election, but the following. I have to tell you, he'll never get elected, but the fact that he even thinks that he has a shot in hell is really laughable. Man is despicable, disgraced. Anyway, and I have to say that for the first time ever, all of those advertisements that they finally put out about what's going to happen when so-and-so is elected were all true. And I have a single campaign against him that stated, this is going to happen if he's elected, and this is going to happen if he's elected, and this is going to happen if he's elected, and they all did, one by one by one. In fact, he probably knocked them down like bowling pins in one fell swoop. Done deal. How can I destroy New York City fast as hell? Well, there you go. Mr. de Blasio, because he doesn't deserve the name mayor. Anyway, I was never a fan of Bloomberg, but I have to say I like Bloomberg better. And I have to term after, too. This would never have happened. So thank you again, mess up man. Really good with business. Billionaire. Brilliant with business. And a mess with the city. You don't run a city like it's a business. I'm sorry. There are too many variables, and you're talking about people. So there's a couple of really huge clouds, but there's a lot of blue sky. So I don't know if it's breaking up or piling up. So that's just what I'm looking at. Studio actually took the quicker way. I took the LIE rather than Queens Boulevard because apparently my phone gets disconnected on Queens Boulevard often. So, yeah, that's the story there. You know, and I have to say, doing this show for all the years that I've been doing this, it's very funny that my opinions haven't gotten anything but stronger politically and more vocal. Because I don't know if I was always, I think I always tried to be a little more PC. But when something disgusts me, it's very hard for me to be PC. Anyway, to the original point of this cast, had to do with somebody looking at me and thinking, ah, gullible one. Because when you have a dream and it's very focused in your sight, maybe there's a little short-sightedness on the part of the dreamer that you're very focused on this one point, like pinpoint vision. And so people can see that there may be a vulnerability. Now, this doesn't say anything good about people that see the vulnerability and then try to slip their way in and, you know, hurt you. Now, I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but when my gut is screaming at me and my flags are flying, I have to tell you, I have to listen. And so I'm very much a truth speaker and a truth teller. And I did something where I sort of was not truthful, and it didn't last more than 12 hours because my stomach was just turning and I was in knots. And so I ended up telling the truth, and I guess I dodged a bullet. I guess that's the only way I can say it or see it. And using my better judgment, asking one of my closer friends his opinion, and his opinion really jived with my gut. And so I have to say thank you. And it was just one of those things, you know, you're trying really hard not to, I don't know, you just want to believe everything that you can believe and trust in the goodness of people. I guess that's exactly it. I want to trust in the goodness of people. And I'm disappointed way too often, and that's a really sad fact. I think that I work very hard at being trustworthy, thusly, very vexing to me when people aren't always that way equally back. And, you know, so dream big always. And really focus on your vision and just be aware that there are people that are just awful. You know, it's like you see all these little clips and videos and things about what happened and just the cruelty and the nature of people in hurting and harming animals, other people, the environment. It's all the same. If you have it in you that you can hurt something or someone, then, I mean, look, it's all out there, everything. There is no stone unturned, you know. It's like human nature. It can be a beautiful thing, and it can be a really ugly thing. And it's just, it's sad that there are people out there that make you distrust other people, that you can't just be straight up and say, listen, I need help, without it being contrary or the real truth. I don't know, I have to say. I guess that's why I've been burned a few times, because I really want to believe in the goodness of people. I think that's really the bottom line. So, again, I was protected and I didn't do anything, but I have to say it bothers me. I just wish that, I don't know, I wish that I wish my gut was telling me something else. I don't know. I have no answer here. But when everybody tells you their opinion and all of the opinions of the people that you're asking are exactly the same, well, then what do you do? I don't know. I don't know. Go with the gut. And your gut is just never wrong. You know, they say it's like intuitive. If you just relax and listen, you'll always know what the truthful thing is. And you'll always know what the right thing to do is. I think that's really the bottom line. Just trust in your own self. And don't be cruel. Cruelty is just, I don't know, it's so crazy. You know, I was talking to another friend. We were talking about, you know, World War One and World War Two, and we were talking about the Germans. Okay, so I saw two films very recently, and oddly enough, very, very much related to each other. So Saturday with two very good friends. And I have to say, I loved the film. I remember the show from, you know, it was out before I was around, but when I was a kid and I was getting, when I was, you know, whatever, they still played it. And there were a handful of shows that they used to play, but it was definitely a spy story that came out, you know, before my time. And seeing it, because I love spy stuff. I love those kind of adventures. I'm not a fan of, like, the whole law thing and those kind of dramas. Huge 007 fan. I've seen every Bond movie ever made, and they're formulaic, and they're fabulous. Well, this is, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is about a trio, an American, a Russian, and a German recruited by the British. So there are three spies, and they work together. And they're a fabulous team. The chemistry is amazing. It's a great film. I definitely highly recommend it. Okay, so what they're talking about is a bomb, and it takes place in 1963. And so all the war is over. The World War II is over. But thinking about the Nazis and a handful of variant things, that storyline, in fact. So the movie that I saw the other night, which I have to tell you, it was like a train wreck. I couldn't look away. It was a German film about a young woman growing up in a kind of a sad and abusive family life. And, of course, a dysfunctional family, to say the least. You know, her parents are divorced and her mother's a mess and a nightmare. And the father is just like this self-involved, selfish, uninterested being other than his own, you know, happiness and whatever his interests are. So his children are unimportant, and he doesn't have much of a relationship with either his daughter or his son. Now, the girl's a little crazy, for sure, without a doubt. There's a lot of crazy in this girl. And it's a very funny and very odd story, and as I already stated, it's kind of like, it's just kind of disgusting. Very funny. The whole thing is very funny. I found it, like I said, a train wreck. I could not look away, and that always makes me laugh. And I was like, I couldn't turn it off. I had to see the end. I wanted to know what was going to happen. Here I am at my studio, and everybody's parked like a moron. What is up with that? Don't these people know that it's hard to park to begin with for themselves? So don't you think that they would take a little bit of initiative and say, you know what, I can close these gaps and we can get another car in here? No, let's space it out like we have all the space in the world and no one gives a rat about anybody else. Okay, so I'm watching this train wreck of a movie which happened to have a very happy ending. And it took a lot of twists and turns to get there. And I have to tell you, it was at the top of the food chain as disgusting as you could possibly get. Very funny. But again, it's all about, you know, Germany, and it's about this German girl, and it's all in German. And it's really funny because the whole thing that you're dealing with, you know, it's her family situation and her family life and her family living. But I thought it was a very funny correlation because, you know, they're not talking about the Nazis either, but it's just Germany in general. Anyway, so I'm parked at my studio, but I'll stay here because I think my show's going to be over very shortly. So anyway, getting to the point of this little interlude, the Germans were so advanced on so many levels that a lot of the inventions and constructs that we have today were all, like, you know, German-inspired. You know, it's a very interesting thing. They say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, war and wanting to own and conquer and have everything is another one of those crazy driving forces. So it's not about necessity, although there is necessity in there. But it's like, if you want everything and you want to be in control and you want to have access to everything, well, what do? You build roads. You figure out the fastest route. You put in every single convenience. Well, the Germans were, you know, aside from being sadistic and horrific, there were a lot of things that they invented that we use today that are just, like, over the top, like, wow. And it was funny because I was talking to somebody else recently about just this, about how, I can't give you an example at the moment because I'm drawing a blank. In fact, next week when I do my show, I'll reiterate and I'll give you some hard point examples. Oh, there you go, 90 seconds. So really fast, I want to wish my niece Rachel a happy birthday. That was on the 17th. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Love you loads. I can't even tell you how much. I love all the kids, but, you know, I love it all. Well, there you go. I love the kids. And I've been recently adopted as an aunt to a very good friend of mine's niece. So I told her I'd be her aunt as well. 60 seconds. I hope that this headset that I'm on is giving better audio, because apparently my Bluetooth is just shoddy. And, you know, me and technology, it's just the nature of the beast. So I hope that this sound is more audible and better. So anyway, I have to say to all my friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all your comments. And I greatly appreciate the fact that you do listen. And it makes me feel as though I'm not just talking into the wind. So it is with great, 10 seconds, so great love and respect and admiration for all of my friends and all the people that listen. Listen to your gut. If you have no idea, just be quiet with whatever it is that's ailing you and think about it, and you'll get the answer, you know. And when things are really bothering you stress-wise, as this thing has been telling me now, when my stress level gets high, and I have to tell you, I don't have a lot of stress. Maybe I have a lot of stress and I'm in denial. I could be in denial a little bit. It said that I make a mountain out of a molehill. And I'm thinking about that. I'm like going, you know, I'm not that dramatic. And it made me laugh. And it said, if I just calmly think about it and let things go, this is so funny. If I let it go, smoke, and it just dissipates by itself. That's the only part that I'll share. And that's it. So have a beautiful day. Enjoy the warm weather while it lasts. I have to say, that's just the way to go. This is Lisa of Lisa Show signing off. Have a beautiful day.